You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Gilles, formerly known as Givenchy. Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Morning.
It's so nice to have you in here. We were just saying off air, I think the last time we spoke about the Givenchy project, it was in the middle of lockdown, remote radio. It was very nice to be able to catch up, but it's good to see you in the studio in person.
It's good to see you too. And yes, I remember that it was in my room.
Yeah.
It was during a lockdown.
Whole other time, eh? Oh.
Whole different world
and a whole different project too. So you're moving into this new era with Gilles as your project title, and it feels already like quite a different sound from the kind of hyper pop and almost ballroom influenced stuff that you were doing under Givenchy. What's the kind of world of Gilles? Is there a definite like distinctive sound shift for you, or is this maybe just this first single?
It's both.
Yeah.
So sonically, it sounds different. I'm writing as my little child, you know,
yeah.
As myself. Givenchy was like a facade that I created to hide my vulnerabilities at the time. And I think GL, which is me, is ready to finally speak about his experiences. So that's GL.
that's pretty exciting and also quite a little bit scary as well. How does it feel to be, I guess, peeling back that protective layer a little bit?
It's really nerve-wracking. It's scary. It's scary to be transparent and to write without, you know,
yeah,
without putting on a facade.
Yeah.
Because it's really scary to be vulnerable out there. And that's why I created Givenchy in the first place.
Yeah. To give you some sort of like break almost between those two things. What was the decision to move into this like vulnerable songwriting? What was the turning point for you that you decided you wanted to tell some more personal stories or take away that persona perhaps?
I was having an existential crisis last year.
Classic.
And I had this prolonged songwriter's blog after I wrote Fatal Attraction, the last album, and I was doing a songwriting session with Hybrid Rose. And at the time, I was really struggling, and she told me this one thing that I really followed, and she said that I should just write from my heart, whatever it is. I don't have to release it, but like I will never get over my songwriter's block if I don't write from my heart.
That's good advice.
It really is, and it really helped me write the first song and then the next song and then the next song, and I just decided that I think that's the direction that I need to go.
That's quite an awesome thing. I feel like you can only really get to that point with the encouragement of, you know, the community around you, really good friends like Rose, for example, saying that, giving you that little brave, slightly scary push to do the thing that has been a wee bit too freaky for a while. I feel like this is a really powerful first song to be releasing, Rain. It's a song about grief. Do you want to talk a wee bit about, I guess, like what this song means to you, as much or as little as you feel like giving away, but what does this song mean to you?
This song is about sorry.
Oh, that's cool.
So I wrote this song initially, I thought I was writing it for my late aunt. Wrote it 4 hours after she passed away. And I realized later on that I wrote it for myself because it's hard to grasp the idea of losing someone. Just never knowing when you'll see them again.
Yeah.
And I think like some days I think I'm fine, and then some days I won't be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this song means for me, that she's just there.
Yeah.
You know, she's never gone.
Yeah.
And the past always leaves a trace of itself.
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of people will be able to connect with that, or everyone really has had some sort of experience of that in their life, of losing someone or something even that has you know, shaped you as a person. And I think starting with this as a first song leading into this new kind of era for you is a really brave and really powerful entry point, because as you say, it's like ripping the band-aid off a wee bit of being able to write from the heart and talk about those really hard things through music. Sonically, what were you thinking about when you were trying to shape the world around your lyrics and around these stories? What was the process like for you?
The process, like, I didn't really think much about it. I had this grandiloquent ideas when I was making, working as Givenchy, and I did it, and with the help of Rose, and it was fantastic. It was great. But at this time, as I was writing as myself, about my experiences in life, I decided to just strip everything back as down to like what I can do. And I'm not the very best producer. So I just decided like, I'm just going to embrace that and see how I grow from that.
That's awesome. I really like that. And I think there's something really exciting about embracing the, you know, the idiosyncrasies of your own production style as well, and not trying to like mask things or flash stuff up in a way that doesn't feel authentic to your own like writing process or your own song making process as well. I think we should have a listen to the track now. But what's next? This is out now in all the places, but what's next? Have you got a long form project coming on the other side of this?
So I have a lot of songs. I'm waiting. I have enough songs to release an album, but I decided I'm going to release them one by one. So
nice.
I have a song called Hello coming out on October 25.
Cool. Stick that one in your calendar. And where can people find you if they want to go check your music out or find your social media?
You can still find me as Givenchy on social media. I'm still Givenchy.
Still Givenchy.
I'm both GL and Givenchy.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Spotify and Apple Music as GL, J-E-I-E-L.
Excellent. Hey, GL, thank you so much for coming in this morning. This is Rain. You're on BFM.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.